Here's why we wanted to have this kind of conversation today. It was kind of like an intervention because my job with Meredith is to give her advice, parenting advice. Yeah. Not that I'm a parent expert, but I've been in the game a little longer than her.
Yep.
9 years of a parent, hot a couple months.
Yeah.
So if she's doing something, I'm like, hey, you might want to check up, you know, and kind of like, you know, be a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he always asks me about Aubrey.
I do, because I think, first of all, she's so cute. Aww. And secondly, I think she really likes me. Because when she was in the womb, she listened to me. And so I'm a soothing
That's
to
true.
This baby. This baby's almost my baby. All right? You know, almost. I mean, my baby, it might be my third daughter. But anyway, so
yeah.
Meredith comes to me, and I'm like, she wants to talk about Aubrey. I'm smiling. And then she says, I need a break. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, well, not me. But Anthony wants to go on a vacation. I am not happy.
Well, it's being
And I want the moms to hear what you had to say.
So, of course, I keep Aubrey every single day and every single night and, you know, work a lot of moms
every single night. For how long?
Since she was born, basically.
Which is how long?
She's 3.5 months old.
3 months you've been with the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Three months.
With my schedule, it's just nonstop. I'm extremely stressed out by the end of the day. I mean, I'm passing out at like 9 p.m. these days, okay? Seriously. And so Grandma is coming into town this weekend, Anthony's mother. And she and Anthony have been kind of pushing the idea that maybe we should go away this weekend. But I feel really uncomfortable just because this is going to be my first time away from Aubrey.
As you should, because it's 3 months.
Right. And she's obviously she's so new. But then again, I'm like, I could really use the break. On one hand, I'm thinking, oh, man, I can't just let her overnight with anybody else, even though it's family. But on the other hand, I'm like, oh, damn, I just want to sleep for 6 hours.
That would be the first time that you haven't spent the night with her?
Yeah.
Really?
Ever. Uh-huh.
I mean, really?
It's been...
It's exactly why Dobby doesn't have kids.
It's a baby, man.
It's 4 months old.
It's not a puppy. It's don't just let it put it at a kennel.
But it's not like you have a stranger watching it or the little, like, 17-year-old girl that watches your daughter. It's grandma.
But no, you got a baby, and the baby is looking up to see familiarity. Not to see strange settings. The baby's only been here 3 months. Hey, you don't need a break after 3 months.
Well,
if you're on a job for 3 months, they don't give you a vacation.
Yeah, but this is a nonstop job, and I love her to death, but she's getting up 2-3 times a night, and then I take care of her after work all evening, and it's very stressful, and I love her to death.
Welcome to motherhood.
I get it. I'm just saying, if the opportunity arises that maybe I could get a night away.
Here's what's going to happen.
It's just one night? It's not the whole weekend?
It's not the whole weekend.
Oh, man, come on. Let's go.
I have to work.
No,
so,
I mean, hold on.
Saturday
wait,
night.
No, hold on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, listen. Don't listen to him. You're going to go away and you're not going to have fun because you're going to start getting emotional and crying.
I might.
Because you're going to like freak out because you ain't been away from her. Wait until like, you know, give yourself a good 6 months.
Is it really that bad of an idea just to take one evening off? And we're not going out. We're not balling. We're not going to go get wasted. We're literally going to get a hotel and just catch up on sleep. I'm not joking.
Wait.
We're
going
to go to dinner and catch
up on
sleep.
Wait, hold on. Why don't y'all just stay home then? If it was only about sleep,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you take the baby to the grandmother and then y'all just sleep?
I agree with that, but my husband would prefer to go to a hotel. That way it feels like it's not the same old same. Like, we're on vacation.
Oh, y'all on that bougie.
Well, he was thinking maybe like Orlando. That way we drive an hour.
They're an hour away.
So now you're going to go an hour away from your child for
I
the
don't
first
know.
Time.
Everything else is booked up around town because it's Gasparilla. We didn't think about this much ahead of time. It was just brought up to me literally like yesterday.
I'm not going to even say nothing because I'm judgmental. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think you should. I don't think a mother should ever in 3 months say, oh, I just need a break. It's like, I mean, because mothers are so like, I hear it all the time from the mothers in my family.
Yeah.
And they're all new moms. They've been hot moms for like the last 9 years, 8 years. And so they're like, oh, this is too much.
I know.
And I'm like, yo, moms for the lifetime have always been like taking it more than 3 months. Like, come on. You don't need a break. You're a mama now. You got 18 years of this.
But it's not just her. Like, I do a lot around the house, and there's a lot that goes on in my day, and I am mentally exhausted. I think maybe sleeping 7 hours would really help me out.
It's not like this is, like, one of those long weekends where you have Monday off, so she's going to be gone Friday, Saturday,
right.
Sunday, come
one
back
night.
Monday. She's going to be gone for one night, and on top of that, you know the whole time she's going to be calling and texting grandma to make sure everything's okay. She's only going to be
an
hour away.
It's a three-month-old little baby, though. though. Like, you, that just came out of you.
I know. I had her. I get that. And it does make me nervous. And I'm not a huge fan of even going away. That's why I was suggesting maybe we should go, like, to St. Pete Beach or Clearwater. That, but everything is booked.
Y'all want to know what the mothers are saying?
What?
On the Abercrombie PA tax line?
I know.
3 months. LMAO. 17 and a half years to go, Meredith. Calm down. Somebody else says, man, oh, let the girl go. My mother-in-law took my baby to the hotel when she visited when my son was 3 months old and we got to sleep good. Postpartum depression is real.
Yeah. You know, I just honestly, a little bit of a break would be really nice. Just a couple of hours. Just I want to sleep.
It's not like Aubrey's going to remember.
We need to quit mommy shaming her.
It's not like Aubrey's going to remember when she grows up. Hey, mom, you remember that one time when I was 3.5 months that you went to Disney? Like, what's wrong with
Orlando, it? Orlando, shut your big mouth one night. Not a big deal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But then again, obviously, I feel super guilty even talking about it and bringing it up because a lot of women and a lot of family members are going to probably say I shouldn't do it.
So,
yeah.
Meredith comes to me and I'm like, she wants to talk about Aubrey. I'm smiling. And then she says, I need a break. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, well, not me. But Anthony wants to go on a vacation. I am not happy.
Stan
says you better get in the wind. You want her to take the vacation?
Yeah, I say go ahead and recharge because you guys work a lot of hours compared to a normal 9-to-5-er, right? So this is just a chance to recharge. It's not like she's going on a cruise. It's not like she's, you know, going away for weeks at a time. She's only doing this for one day.
Yeah, man.
And it's with family. So I completely agree with you. I mean, me and my wife, we waited until our kid was about a year before we even let her stay with our my grandparents. But, hey, like I said, you guys do way more hours than anybody else does.
That's so right.
I say go for it.
Thanks, Stan. I'm going to just hang up on you while they in here lying to you. Because they don't work all day. You heard the moral of his story. They waited a year before letting the baby out of their sight because they just want to make sure all the moving parts are working.
It's been three months.
Your baby still got the warranty.
I mean, you leave
here at a hot noon every day. Okay, so for him to think that you work all these crazy hours, y'all are out of here at noon.
And then my other job is to be a parent that is up when the baby's not sleeping and then getting up three times.
You've been a parent
for
3 months.
Yes, I understand, but
it's a lifetime job. If you look at the lifetime span of a job and say, oh, but the first 3 months, I need a break. They'd be like, wait, you got a lot of work to do before you start getting passed out breaks.
But what about my man, Anthony? Anthony, let's just be real. Anthony wants to get some. He ain't got no good loving in a long time. The baby been over there side-eyeing him while he's trying to roll over on Meredith. Anthony's just trying to get a little bump and grind like old times. Got to read between the lines.
That may be true.
But she said, I said, y'all going to get all freaky and make another baby. And she's like, no, we really just got to go to dinner and have a good sleep.
I mean, he's got other plans. Please believe
me. Oh, so you might come back pregnant.
No.
That would be so karma.
Sir.
That would be so karma. Y'all have left this baby after 3 months and come back knocked up.
No, I'm good. That's not happening anytime soon.
Somebody just texted Anthony want to get at that pregnancy booty y'all been talking about.
See?
You put on that little baby weight. See, Anthony like, I need to get it. She be going to the gym. I need to get that quick. All right, let's see. Steven's on the line. Hey, Steven.
Yes, sir.
And now, she's leaving the baby. Is that a good idea or no?
I don't think so. I have a 4-year-old son, and my thing is, you miss little. It's going to be the one night you miss something little. She's going to, like, lift her head. She's going to make a noise, a da or the ba or that one little thing, and you're going to miss it. I promise you. You'll see that little picture or whatever with the mom or the grandmother, whoever she is, you know. She got that moment, and you guys were away. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for making me feel guilty, man.
Mommy, Grammy said that I lifted my head. Where were you, Mommy?
She can't talk.
I was out getting some with your daddy. Why, Mommy? Why were you not here for me, Mommy?
Why,
Mommy? Granny said I turned over and I fell off the bed. Where were you, Mommy?
No,
I was taking
that.
It from your daddy.
Stop it.
Why, Mommy? Why? Why are you so?
You're wrong.
Hey, Lola, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and I am the one with the most children and the oldest children, so I have seniority over everybody else.
Uh-oh, here we go.
How many?
Yoda is in here. I thought.
Now, Meredith, if you don't pack your bags and carry your behind on there and get you, let him take you all up and through there. All up and through there, okay? You might know when the next opportunity that you'll have a break like this and you just need to recharge yourself.
There you go.
Physically.
What do we need? Why we need a recharge, though? Like, how many kids do you have?
I have 3 children.
Okay.
Ranging from 12 to 3. So I had a big break in between, and I started all over.
When was the first time you let the kids out of your sight for, like, a night or a way trip?
Well, see, the difference is I didn't have anyone to come help.
Right.
So no one was trying to help out. So I was stuck. So, and that's what you're going to find. You're going to find those who stay in you that either couldn't. They ain't got no mama-in-law. They got turned out of wedlock. But they ain't got nobody to come help them. Let them save this gold for one day. Now, you can't make a habit of it, but everyone needs to be recharged. And kudos to your husband. I'm sure he was thinking with his Peter. But kudos to him for wanting to help you out and thought of the idea.
He's great. Anthony's a great man for putting up with half of the stuff you put him through. We always say that. We are all Team Anthony.
Don't listen to Orlando with his mommy saying this stuff.
See?
What else?
Mm-hmm. All right, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm just looking out for you.
She said, pack my bags and run the hell out.
She said it. Yeah, I mean, and that's one vote. Yeah. I'm just saying. I think you're going to regret it. But you know what? Go ahead. I'm back pregnant.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll update you Monday, and then we'll see how refreshed I am.
And how pregnant I am.
But then what you going to have to complain about then? Because you got to have something to complain about.
I'm so tired.
I'm so stressed. I'm so this. You've been in there 3 months.
What is wrong with
three
you? Those are hard
that
times.
That baby's a perfect
sleeping?
Baby. She don't cry.
Do you know?
She don't say nothing. She came in and hung out in our meeting and was like, I was just like, everybody was all Purell'd up and just playing with her. And she was all nice. That baby says nothing.
That's because you hung out with her for 5 to 10 minutes.
That was awesome. 5 to 10 minutes.
24/7. Do you know the murderous thoughts that happen in the middle of the night when you're up every 2 hours?
Now you got DCF listening.